Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author. How's it going today? I hope things are going well for you as they are for me. And I hope that you have a great outlook on life, and you know that this is just the start of something amazing and wonderful. I'm telling you, there are great things around the corner. So keep your head up, keep pushing forward. Today we're talking about how gratitude is great for your business. If there's one thing that makes me pause and count my blessings, it's gratitude. In these crazy times of politicians fighting back and forth and in and out and saying this and that, the impeachment trial, losing great people from this earth, and ongoing international tensions and uncertainty, gratitude is the thing that keeps me grounded. I'm telling you, gratitude can change your attitude if you let it. Today, I'll share how your attitude about gratitude can be great for your business as well as for your life. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Have you been able to catch any of our gratitude lives this week? We did them on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Remember, I told you that our 90-day gratitude journal for your business was launching. But guess what? It had some technical issues, a couple of hiccups, so we decided to push the launch until next Thursday. And guess what next Thursday is? My birthday! So if you're listening to this today, which is a January the 30th, you have to get the day right, then you're just in time, right? Because next Thursday, which is February 6th, which is my birthday, I'm so excited, we're going to actually launch the book, The 90-Day Gratitude Journal for Your Business. This has been a work of love, a work in progress, a work in awesomeness from me and nine of my collaborators who are also clients and members of the Unmarketing Inner Circle, or they are speakers who have come to speak to the Unmarketing Inner Circle group. So if you want to find out more about the Unmarketing Inner Circle, stay tuned. I'll have a little blurb about that later, but right now we're focusing on the 90-day gratitude journal for your business, and I want you to get your hot little hands on it. So all you need to do is go to csicorporation.com/gratitude. All the information will be there. I'm actually finishing up the page today, January 30th. So if you go there, it's going to actually redirect you to the Facebook page where you can see the lives. Isn't that great? And then probably by Saturday morning, giving myself a little bit of time, then we will be able to, you will be able to see everything on the gratitude journey page, gratitude journal page. It is awesome. I'll have all the authors. I'll have the times that we're all going to be doing the individual lives where you can find out more about the authors. You can meet them, see what their gratitude journey is comprised of, and even share your own and maybe get some prizes. So stay tuned for that. You just need to go to csicorporation.com/gratitude. All right, now last week I went over five ways to show gratitude for your business. Today, let's talk about how to live in consistent gratitude. Your life and your business will prosper and reciprocate gratitude every single day by doing these five things. And let me say this up front. Excuse me, I got a cough. Gratitude is something that is kind of, you've got to ingrain it in your brain. It's not something that naturally comes up. I mean, some people are naturally nice and happy and grateful and thankful, but just to be like that every day and to be in gratitude and express thankfulness all the time, I think that you have to practice it. I know that you have to practice it. I mean, every day I get up, I am thankful for, just being able to wake up, live this life, walk on this earth, see my husband, my children, my grandchildren, and be around my colleagues, and to be doing something that I really love. So that is what gratitude is all about. But in order to keep it going, there are things that come up in life and in your business that just make you want to, ugh, and just scrap the whole thing, not do the business anymore, not deal with people anymore, not anything anymore. So that's why you have to, live in this consistent state of gratitude. Because as I said before, gratitude will and does change your attitude. I'll give you a perfect example. Now, y'all know I talk about my husband all the time. Alvin and I have been together for 27 years. You believe that? Wow, that just blows my mind when I say it. And then in June, we'll have been married 26 years. Excuse me. So within that time, we are two humans, a man and a woman, who live together in one space. And right now, we actually work together. We see each other each and every day, and it has been that way for the last probably 2.5 years. Because even though we've had the business for a long time, he was working a job. Sometimes I had, side gigs and stuff, but we've been consistently working in this business every single day, seeing each other, being around each other all day, every day, 24 hours a day. And you know how that goes sometimes. People just get on your nerves, or you perceive that people get on your nerves. So we have, there are times when you feel like, excuse me, I can't take another whatever from this person. I can't see another whatever of this client, of this situation. And you just have to, push through it, bear through it, right? So that's when I say that that's why I say that gratitude can change your attitude. Because if you look at things a different way, if you look at being grateful, like I said, I am grateful for my husband every single day. When I wake up, that's what I think about him and my health and my strength and my faith in God. I'm thankful to God to give me this day again. So when I wake up and I think that, and I start programming my mind to really take that in and, play on this journey with me, then the little things that would normally, ig me, or just, oh my God, I can't take this one more time, or I got to get away from this, or whatever, they don't bother me like that. I might think about them, but they're just not that irritating little gnat thing that's around your ears and stuff. It's just not that. Gratitude, living in consistent gratitude helps you. And the other thing that living in consistent gratitude helps you to do is to also appreciate your clients. Because we all know that working with clients sometimes is not the greatest thing. Sometimes they have questions. Sometimes they have a numerous amount of questions that we can or can't answer. Sometimes they have complaints. Sometimes they ask us to do things that we really don't want to do, like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. So if you have that attitude of, but I'm just working for this person because I got to have this money or whatever, instead of, okay, this isn't even my thing. I'm working on something for someone else, and I'm helping them to do what they need to do. So if I do my best, that means that they are doing their best. That means that they feel better for working with me because I bring out the best in them. That changes your attitude right there. That's what I'm talking about. Gratitude changes your attitude when you're grateful for things, when you're looking at things in not even through rose-colored glasses, but through grateful glasses. Because the thing is, clients don't have to work with you. They don't have to be on your team. And if there's someone that you really, really cannot work with, well, then get them off your team. Don't work with them. Find somebody else. But don't hate on them. It's just that y'all two couldn't get together, or you couldn't get on the same page. No shame, nothing bad, just, everybody can't work together, everybody can't be married, all of that. So just want you to think about that while you are thinking about, how can I stay in consistent gratitude? Because I'm telling you, it will not only help you personally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, but it will help you in your business as well, because you will approach your business in a total, whole new different way. And be grateful for the things that come your way, whether, you know, rather than, you know, for everything that happens. Excuse me. So my number one way to stay in consistent gratitude is to be grateful for waking up. That's just really simple. Just every time you open your eyes and it's a new day, you're grateful for that. Excuse me, I got a drink of my coffee to keep going here. So you are grateful for waking up. You're grateful that your fingers can move. You know, I always say I like to be grateful for my five senses, my seeing, hearing, speaking, touching. What's the other one? We know the five senses. Why can't I think of all of them? So I can see, I can hear, I can taste, I can touch. I'm leaving smell, my smell, sense of smell. Thank you, God, for that, because I don't know why I was thinking about that. You know, just think if any one of your five senses were not available to you. Like you had everything else, but you couldn't see. You were blind. Or you had everything else, but you couldn't talk. Or you had everything else, but you couldn't smell. Believe it or not, when my husband was going through his stroke rehab, he met someone in the rehab center that he was in. She had had, I think this was her third stroke, and it left her without having a feeling, a sense of touch. She could not feel anything. I mean, she could run her finger across a sharp knife and cut it and bleed and look at it and not feel anything. Can you imagine that? Oh, my God. Just imagine how horrible that is. Like if you're walking through a house and you bump into something sharp and you cut yourself and you don't know, you'll bleed out and you didn't even know. And I've not had that happen to me, but I've heard of that happening from something I was on, some TV show that was talking about phenomenons that happen with people. So be grateful for waking up and having all your senses and being able to think. You know, some people are not in their right mind. Some people can't think. Some people can't discern right from wrong or good from bad. So when you wake up and you realize that you are who you are, where you are, and you know what you're doing, thank God for that, because everyone doesn't get that. Second thing I do is meditate. Now, I don't meditate as much as I would like to, but I do it pretty often, and I want to do it more. And meditation, you don't have to sit in a cross-leg state and hum and all that. It's just sometimes just sitting in your chair, maybe getting up out of the place that you are in for, you know, 10 hours a day, especially if you work from home. Go to another chair or maybe a couch or a bed and just lie down or sit down if you're home. If you work from home, you know, go in the living room. If you work in an office, go in the living room or dining room or somewhere else and just sit there quietly for a few minutes. You know, just take 5 minutes out and just breathe. Just really concentrate on your breathing. Concentrate on just breathing in through your nose, that whole feeling, the feeling of the air going, the oxygen coming into your body. And how, you know, think about how it's going to work through your body and go through to all your muscles and your organs and how that oxygenated blood is helping you to do more of what you need to do. You can get that newsletter out. You can work with that client. You can finish out your to-do list. Not thinking about those things, but just thinking about how the oxygen actually goes through your body and helps you, right? So that helps to kind of still your mind, because as entrepreneurs, our minds just go crazy most of the time. We're always thinking about our next something, or we got to do this, or we have to do that, or whatever. So sometimes we need to still our mind, because I always reference back to the Bible, and it's bad to say I need to figure out which one this is. I think it's Elijah, the prophet Elijah, when, excuse me, God was telling him, look, go ahead and sit down at that tree. I want you to rest, get you something to eat. And then I'll give you the instructions. And he did just that. And, you know, when he awakened from his stillness, God gave him the instructions of what he needed to do next. So we have to be quiet. And we have to allow God to come into our brain, come into our souls and our inner beings so that we can know what the journey is ahead, what we need to do. And be grateful that we are able to do that. We're able to clear our brain, sit for a second, a few minutes, and just kind of stop all the noise and the craziness. Okay, number three is to do nothing. I know we feel like I do. I can't say you, but I know me. I feel that I have to always be moving, always be doing something, always be on the go, always, you know, the next project, this project, thinking about something. And sometimes you have to do nothing, absolutely nothing, and you have to not feel guilty about it. Because just as meditation helps us to rest, doing nothing sometimes sparks creative energy or sparks something. Hey, I need to call someone. I have not talked to them in a minute. Let me talk to them, and that could be your next big client. You haven't talked to them in a while or whatever, and you're like, yeah, I just picked up the phone. I wanted to see what you're doing. You know, how things are going. Oh, I'm so glad you called, Carol, because I have blah, 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 blah. You know, I get a lot of my clients that way, a lot of assignments that way. When I just pick up and call and see what they're doing, and, excuse me, truth be told, I'm not necessarily trying to see how I can help them with something else because thank God, I'm staying pretty busy right now, but I want to check on them and see what they're doing. And they go, oh, you know what I need? So I go, how things work sometimes. Okay, number four. Talking about clients, be helpful to colleagues and clients. You know, be available. Now, I'm not talking about setting aside 3 hours of the day where if someone calls you, you're sitting on the phone for 3 hours talking them through a project or whatever. But, you know, we have so many ways of being in contact with each other. We can do Facebook messaging, we can do Instagram messaging, email, text message, whatever, and a good old phone, right? So sometimes we don't. Or we can meet people in person, which takes a lot of time. I like to do electronic virtual stuff, where if I'm going to meet with you, I love to do Zoom. Zoom is a great time saver. But, you know, be helpful. If your clients and your colleagues have questions, then help them out if you can. If you can't, send them somewhere else that can also be helpful. Refer them to some place or thing or person that can be helpful for them. Don't just blow them off. Because sometimes being helpful to them helps you. And, you know, as we go through our day, we have these to-do things, and we're going through our lists and, you know, looking at email and all that. If we have a chance, you know, answer a quick email. Go to a Facebook message and say, oh, this was blah, blah, blah. But also, you know, keep looking at your time. You know, be aware of your time. For instance, if I go on an unscheduled meeting with a client, you know, something happened, we started talking, then the most time that I'm going to spend with them is an hour, 60 minutes, and then I got to move on. Sometimes I really shouldn't even take that time, but sometimes it's really good just to take time and catch up with someone, you know, take that time out of your day. And sometimes that break will really help you. And like, oh, God, I'm so thankful I was able to kind of do that because now I'm energized to do this, and I found out more about them and how I can help them and so on. Okay, last one, number five. Seek opportunities to spread gratitude. Now, sometimes this is really easy because especially if you have clients who like to talk negatively about themselves or say, I can't do this, even in their messages, oh, you know, I'm so stupid or I'm, you know, lacking in whatever, or, you know, and that's how we talk sometimes. We're just like that, which is not a good thing, but sometimes it just happens. So if you find yourself around people or clients that are always saying that, take the lead and tell them, no, 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 no. No negative Nellies, no putting ourselves down, no down talking. Keep it in positivity and remind them. If you know them, if you know some struggles that they've had, some things that they've done, or some things that you've helped them with, remind them. Remember when you were struggling with this and now you've conquered that and you've gone on to something else. Because we all need to be reminded sometimes of how awesome we really are and how much we've put into things and how much we've created and how just great it is for us to be on this earth. You know, sometimes we do have to be reminded about that. And you may be the person who can remind them. So seek out these opportunities to spread gratitude. Remember, you should be thankful for so-and-so, you such and such, you may be telling them. Sometimes you have to seek out that opportunity for your own self because, you know, like I said, business is crazy. the world is crazier, and people are got some crazy stuff in there too. So we have to keep this consistent gratitude thing going because we have to find our purpose. And even if we're living in our purpose, that purpose gets cloudy sometimes, and we can't see it. We feel like we're just under the muck and the mire of not being able to do what it is that we really want to do. Like, I don't really want to be doing this mundane task that I'm doing now. I want to be doing this great, awesome task. But the truth of the matter is, if we don't do this mundane task, we'll never get to that big thing that we're trying to do. So we have to be grateful for these little things that give us this opportunity to shine so that we can get to the big thing. Because I'm telling you, most of the time, it just doesn't go from, oh, I'm nothing, I'm doing nothing, and then bam, everything's just wow. You know, everybody's calling your name. They're trying to get with you and trying to pay you this money and stuff. That doesn't happen. It's a long, tiresome sometimes road of these little minutiae things that we do that lead us up this hill bit by bit by bit till we get to the great mountaintop till we're like, oh, is wonderful. So keep that in mind. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. So again, going over my five things to help me live in gratitude is to, one, be grateful for even waking up. Two, meditate. You can do it 5 minutes. You can do it for just 5 minutes a day. That really helps. Number three, do absolutely nothing. Take a few minutes out and don't do a doggone thing. Number four, be helpful to colleagues and clients when they call upon you or text you or whatever. Take a little time out. Don't just always ignore them or not say anything. And number five, seek opportunities to spread gratitude. Because I believe that gratitude is reciprocal. The more you spread it, the more you live in gratitude, the more comes back to you. And I say that not in a, nah, I'm going to do this gratitude thing so I can get more gratitude. No, I'm saying that because living in a constant state of gratitude makes you happier. Like I said, it changes your attitude, right? It makes you happier, more willing to get along with things, go along with things. You feel freer or more free to express your creativity, your ideas. And so everyone benefits from you. Because if you're pissed off or like, well, I don't even like life or whatever, you're not going to be coming up with new stuff. You're not going to be creative. You're not going to be inspiring or positive or any of that stuff. You're going to be less just like, oh, you know, we want to be around her or him. We want to do our own thing and go live. You know, I got enough craziness in my life without having to deal with that. So you don't want to be on that end. You want to be on the end where people want to be around you, with you, do business with you, and just feel your aura because you're grateful. Because it is reciprocal. If you're around gratitude, you're feeling more grateful. Because I'm sure just from the beginning of this podcast to now, this podcast episode to now, you are feeling better about your life. Your life isn't that bad. It really isn't. And you see new things coming on the horizon. You see opportunities for new things to come on the horizon, things that you haven't done before. Oh, I need to call so-and-so, or I need to put this back into whatever. I know their ideas are sparking from what you've been listening to. At least I hope that. Let me know. Did this spark something in you to be in gratitude more and how gratitude can help you? Please let me know that. You can comment below somewhere in the comments on whatever platform you're listening on, however you listen to your podcast, or you can go to csicorporation.com, go to contact, and let me know, or you can find me on Facebook where I'm all over the place, you know, at CSI Corporation, at sign CSI Corporation. Let me know how gratitude is figuring into your life and making it better. And remember, I want you to be part of our gratitude journey. So, as I said, next Thursday, my birthday, February 6th, we are launching the 90-Day Gratitude Journal for your business. I want you to be involved. So go ahead and go to csicorporation.com/gratitude, see the authors, see the book, what we're talking about, and find out how you can get it first and start on your own journey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all I have for now. And be sure to join me again next week. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.